All right. So, sort of part B, part one, however you want to look at this. This is Infinite Possibilities number 15, and welcome. And we have a smaller group today, but you know what? I was looking at the video from last time, and I said the same thing. It was a smaller group. I mean, it was a bigger, smaller group, but it was a smaller group. But I'm sure, as we've already talked about, it's a smaller group. I changed the date, and it's all it does. These groups do get smaller in the summer when people are traveling and doing other things. Just been at it long enough that I know that come like mid-September, usually more people start showing up again when traveling slows down. But anyway, here we are. And let me just pull up my little agenda here. Just generally speaking, and we'll just kind of riff it. As I said before, well, it wasn't I planned, but what the High Council of Orion said they wanted to bring up as a topic today, very interesting because we haven't done it before. So that was fun when they suggested that. It kind of surprised me. But we'll just kind of generally go through this, but probably we'll just have a conversation. And then I'm just going to open up the floor with the High Council of Orion for you to ask any questions. And we'll do what was planned today. We'll just do it for next time. But wanted to just start off with anything you want to share about what's going on with your channeling or any questions, anything that has come up just before I open to the channel message from the High Council. Reed, do you want to unmute yourself again?
I just, when we were doing our four-person little group today with spheres, it just felt like the energy was pouring in. Like that, it's they're blending, they're merging somehow. So that channeling, letting the energy pour in, it was like I was quivering inside. And Shirley said, "Yeah, I did that yesterday or this morning with my meditation." We're just like shaking, not our outside body, but it was just like electricity running through, and it was like, wow. So we only really did two spheres. We use usually a lot more, but they were so full. We were like, whoo, I guess that's good for the day. So
Right.
it's like merging somehow. It's spilling over or back and forth.
No, and it really is because it, in the purest sense of channeling, the channeling is channeling and the spheres are channeling. Also, we're just working more specifically with energy without the words, if we're channeling with words. Yeah, but it's all channeling. We're connecting and bringing in more multidimensional frequencies and awareness and knowledge and information. Yeah.
I'll share that I'm been having this really cool experience the past week or so. It's been evolving, and the way I say it might sound like, well, that's what we're always doing anyways, but it is more real to me than ever, I think, is that I'm starting to have this foundational awareness of myself as infinite. And from that, I was just doing spheres, and so as I'm doing the spheres, like the sphere is the infinite space, but then I'm also infinite that the sphere is entering, like it's like infinite sandwich. And then everything else that's not that, it's like, oh, I see you in the form that you are as the consciousness. And I'm like, oh, we can just lift you out. Versus in the past, I know this is kind of a sphere thing, but it goes in the conversation of like infiniteness that we were sort of talking about before just now. But yeah, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what came up is everything that is not based in my infinite self is allowed to leave now. And so that word allowed is like very much like connected with the whole conversation of what I'm allowed to do or not allowed to do, and all the fear. It's like, oh, I'm allowed to let the fear go, is like what's coming through my head as I'm doing this fear. And so I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't think I was allowed to before. didn't even know. I just thought it was just stuck. But so I'm just really excited about this, and I just want to keep playing with it because it really feels like an opening to let go of things that I've been really fighting and resisting and couldn't quite get why and working towards in all these different ways. So I'm just sharing that that's where I'm at, and it's really fun and really like hopeful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Anyone else?
Okay, one more thing. Oh, yeah, wait. Let you go. Dina first.
Well, just say a little bit more about what I was doing last night when I got into bed and I was inviting in all those past lives. And what was coming in, which I still consider, of course, channeling, is just an energy. There was, it wasn't words. It was such a deep, profound serenity that they brought in to share with me. And it was awesome. I did not want to go to sleep. I just wanted to hang out in it. And I did for quite a while. Very little mind activity going on, just the savoring of the energy of it was really lovely.
Beautiful. I love that. Those are good things to stay up for. Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Andrea. And Candace, you had something you wanted to share again too. When, okay.
Yeah, oddly, I haven't been doing much channeling lately, and I have not been getting the visuals that I usually get. And it kind of led to, can I still channel? So I've been actually really questioning that because sometimes we get together in a group and I lose what I want to say because I'm listening to somebody else channel something. But anyway, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm predicting that you still know how to channel.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
I mean, it really is. First of all, it's always there. We always can do it. And, you know, that's why, you know, I'm sort of, I want to deconstruct this idea of channeling to just really, there's so much of it that we're always doing. And, but it's just not defined as channeling, right? And breaking that open. And it is natural to who we are. It's natural in our energetic body, in our, you could say DNA, that capacity is always there. And the only reason we didn't do it when we were younger is nobody was, you know, they were teaching us our colors, letters, and numbers and how to read. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but nobody was also saying, oh, by the way, you can talk to non-physical beings and you can have conversations with them and they exist. And, you know, so those, if we were instructed and taught that way as young children, it would be a no-brainer because it's just part of who we are. So then we grow up, now we're adults and we have this craving or desire to do it. And then we feel like I'm having to learn it instead of remember how to do it. But it's always there. And it's a question of how much have we exercised that muscle or not. So even if you haven't done it for a while, it's still there. It never goes away.
Yeah. I do want to say one more thing though, is that I noticed that Gina and I will be thinking about the same thing. And then I'll say something and she says, I was just thinking that. So maybe it's just shifted to something else.
Right. And some people might say, well, you're entrained in the same field, you know, you're living in the same space, you're closely connected, you know, all of that. And so, you know, you're naturally attuned to one another. And so you could easily be thinking the same thing, but even still, that's still a form of channeling as far as I'm concerned, in a really, in this very generalized way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Candace, what did you
think? The wind just whipped through the trees, so the dragons are here too. They're just
what I wanted to share was that it's funny because I feel like so much of my channeling actually happens, well, I guess it happens in other ways too, but while I'm doing spheres, because there's so much just inspiration that happens while I'm connected in that space. And so today I was doing a sphere. I was doing my spheres. I haven't done them. I like kind of took a little bit of a hiatus of to focus on other things. And then today I was like, I'm doing them today. So I got to humanity or every human, cause I build it up from myself all the way out. And then when I got to every single human, and this has started in 2020, it started, I would say every human, I would hear Homo Spiritus. And then, and I was like, whoa, that's so cool. And then I would say all of humanity, and then I would just hear Homo Spiritus again. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it would have went away for a while. I didn't hear that. And then just like maybe a month ago, it came back again. And then today, I haven't done it for a while. I was like, oh, maybe that's not gonna be there because I haven't done them for, however long. And it came, it was like trying to find the words. It was like, humanus spiritus or something like that, but it came out, it like really like wanted to come out in this different way. And so that was just so cool, and it just reminded me of how when you said you heard Ishtara's name and you're like, you couldn't quite get the wording of it, but it was like wanting to come through, and you were like trying to like, how do I say this? Like, how do I syllabize this? Because I've never heard this before.
Right.
And that's what it was like just now. And so that was really exciting for me. And it just felt like, and then it went from the earth, and then it was like the solar system, and then I think it was the cosmos. Like, it didn't want to stop. And so that was just really cool. So I just wanted to share that. I feel like it's really, when I hear, have those kinds of experiences, I just think of like, we're doing well. We're on track. That's how I interpret it.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Yeah. So. Awesome. Anyone else? Are we good? Should we hear from the High Council? So, I think, okay, so they're going to just start off with a little message, and then we'll just open up for who wants to ask questions. Candace, do you mind just like anchoring that part of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I think just because the power went out last night, which doesn't normally happen, Candace, I'm making you co-host again, because I think that's the reason why the call did not collapse last night, was because you were co-host. Because I'm sure anytime I close out a room, which, you know, the energies closed me out, everyone would have disappeared. So I'm sure it's because there was still a host in the room. All right. So here we go. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. The message that wants to be shared in this time and space, yet obviously it's shared in a timeless space. And of course, not only for the souls who are here, but also for the souls who listen later. You know, if we use words that are such as important or critical or essential, kind of raises people's energy and even can bring in a little bit of fear. But we do want to say an essential energy for you to choose right now. Well, it will be essential energies that you could choose right now. Is really beginning to deeply practice, and it does take practice, a trust in yourself. And what does that mean? A trust in yourself that this is the right decision for right now. There's nothing to second guess. Trust in yourself that if something surprises me, I have the ability to respond to whatever it is that comes in. Trust that I live in a field of infinite possibilities and there is a solution. Trust that I have what it takes to get through anything that could happen in my lifetime while I'm in this incarnated form on this planet. That's a really important one for right now. Can I trust that I have the right things, the right mindset, the right energy, the right potential, the right awareness, the right capacity, that no matter what comes my way, I can be successful, victorious, at peace, aligned, in the right place at the right time. And it's not the idea of the right place at the right time, but this deep and abiding trust in yourself. In your human form, but also as somebody who is choosing to live in a greater multidimensional field. When you live in a greater multidimensional field, whether it's because you are, in a sense, more multidimensional because you are channeling, whether it's because you work with energies that are multidimensional, it doesn't really matter. You are striving to go beyond the general accepted paradigm of being a human that would be historically on this planet, where you're primarily using your five senses, what the knowledge base that's on the planet in a very grounded 3D way. And then perhaps the knowledge that comes directly from spirit, but as we were speaking about before, more in religious forms. That's the traditional way to do it, but you're expanding to access your own capacity. Can you trust also that you have actually grown and changed a lot? And we're going to say, can you trust that you have grown enough for whatever is coming your way? Now, this isn't to say there's doom and gloom coming your way. We're not, but there is fear, worry, and concern about the future. And for some, it's the near future. Some, it's a little further out. It might be even a little further out than what you perceive this lifetime or this incarnation to be, but there's worry about time that's not here. And worry, as you know, contracts your energy field. It keeps you in a more limited state. It doesn't allow you to access the pure potential. So a lot of that reassurance comes from trusting who you are, trusting what you know, trusting your ability to tap into more, trusting your ability to be creative and responsive, resourceful in all the ways. So that's one of the essential energies. The other one is going to sound similar, but it has its own twist on it, is can you trust that what you see unfolding on the planet, unfolding in the experience that you're in, can you trust that it has all of the right ingredients for the next right experience for life on this planet? Without the projection of, if this happens, then that's going to happen. If this person ends up there, this is what's going to happen. Do you know how many conclusions that involve fear are running around the planet right now? If we don't take care of the planet, this is going to happen. Can you feel how concretized those thoughts and beliefs are? And it's not to say that what's being observed is incorrect. You could say, we're polluting our oceans and we have more plants and animals and species passing. That can be true. But to say, therefore, it means that eventuality, we don't know that, do we? We don't know about the economy. We don't know about political leaders. We can make up all kinds of stories, but we really don't know. We've made it up. So this idea of, can we trust that what is unfolding in the world somehow has all the right ingredients for what the next level of life on the planet, consciousness, the collective experience is perfect, without deciding that you know how it's going to go down? Because you don't. When do you know? When you're in the middle of it. That's when you would say, oh, I know how this train went down the track because I'm down the track with it now. Instead of saying, well, if this train starts here, it's gonna go there. You don't know how many switching stations are in there. You don't know. The rest of it is assumption and conclusions. And as we know, that means we're giving that outcome greater energy and frequency. So this idea of, can I trust myself that as a connected, high level, striving to be a multidimensional presence on the planet, that it's all going to be okay. I'm going to trust myself, and I'm going to trust what's unfolding here without being in conclusion that makes me afraid. And the same is true of, it will only be good if. The way I see it has to happen, because if it happens any other way than that, it's not going to be a good outcome. So I feel like this is what needs to happen in order to feel, have it feel comfortable, good, supportive, whatever it is. Because this idea of trusting yourself, if you feel this, the trust in yourself is in this moment. I trust myself right now that I have the capacity to work my way through and experience exactly what I'm supposed to be experiencing. I have the ability to navigate anything that comes my way, even if I don't know what it's going to be. And I'm going to trust the world around me. And I'm going to try to do it, noticing all my conclusions, trying to keep my conclusions more in that open field, not decide that I'm going to concretize it into reality. And I'm going to trust that it's all, these are all the perfectly right conditions. And if we have perfectly right conditions that we can trust, and we have trust in ourselves, then we have a trustworthy environment for a maximum experience. So this is a lot to say. It's definitely something to think about and to invite in, because it's outside of what would be commonly held thoughts, beliefs, and understandings. But just imagine for a moment, if you can open up to this idea that even without any details, I can trust myself. And not from a place of you're untrustworthy, But what you're doing is trusting your capacity, your awareness, your potentials. And the same is your view of and your experience and the way you're filtering the world. So just breathe that in, sit with that and play with that. And let's open up to any questions that would like to be asked on any level, personal, about channeling, whatever.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrea.
Well, through that channeling, I just realized that I am still channeling. I just had forgotten. But I wanted to know if there's a technique or a way to build inner communication between people. It's not called telecommunication. I forget what it's called. where you send a thought to somebody and
telepathic.
Thank you. Is there a way to build that stronger?
Yes. If you want to build it strongly as a capacity, if we start at the very beginning, number one is okay, this is a cool idea, but do I really believe that I can transmit my thoughts through the ether, if you will, to another individual so that they can receive? So you want to start opening up to, do I really believe that to be true? Not just as a fun sideshow, but like, do I believe that that's foundationally possible? So if you go from that to a yes, I do believe that's foundationally possible, then one of the things you can do with yourself, so this would be maybe meditative, or you could work with any of your energy tools around this, is to open up your pineal gland, your third eye.
Okay.
Working with that. And then what you can begin doing is from the connection of the heart to the pineal gland, you never want to feel like you're projecting from your mind. You want to feel that you're projecting or communicating through the space of your heart. Pineal gland is open up to source and into the heart, and then out from the heart. So if you see old cartoons or movies, and like there are these little beams going through the mind, and we would share with you that it's actually going through the heart of the sender as well as the receiver. So working on that, opening up that connection, feeling the energy in your heart, and intending to project. One of the first things to communicate, we would say, is an emotional state, such as love, without thoughts and perceptions like worldly ideas. Begin with your emotions being transmitted. Now, once you work with that and feel that, this is the very shorthand way of saying this. What would be lovely is if you had a partner who was interested and curious about doing the same thing. Because the way you develop this in the early stages is working, it doesn't have to be with just one person, but working with a partner, if you will, so that together you are practicing, if you will, together you're developing your own body and energy field around it, and so are they. So you're both knowing, you're both intending, you're both growing in that same way, so that as you give and receive, it's very conscious, it's very intentional. It's not like, Well, I'm going to throw a thought at you and see if you get it. You
it.
don't want to start with that. That's where people like to start, right? Let me pick a card, and what card do I have? We haven't practiced anything yet. So then once, if you have a partner and they want to practice this with you, or partners and you want to practice it with you, then begin sending friendly emotions initially. Love, kindness, acceptance. Like the idea of starting out with emotions that have no resistance to them. Because nobody really wants to receive anger, do they?
No.
In a telepathic communication. So we would suggest that you start with positive emotions that all beings are already, and also enjoy. And you start practicing that back and forth. And as you practice it, each person will be different in their receiving. Some may feel it in their heart, some may feel it through their body, some may describe the emotion. But that idea of what is being sent back and forth. And if you want to practice this, you could even have, in these initial stages with these more positive emotions, you could have a list of 5 or 10 things. We would suggest no more than that, so that you're all practicing with the same emotions. So you're refining your capacity to send and receive. Okay, because we're not trying to play psychic games here. We're trying to create success, correct?
Yes.
So you start volleying back and forth, and it's not like it's fast, like a ping pong game or a tennis game when we say volleying back and forth, but the sending and receiving, when you give it parameters of particular emotions, then you know this is all you're, in a sense, energetically searching for to send and receive. Okay.
Yeah.
And then as that becomes more successful and more fluid and more fun and more relaxed, then you can move to, we would say, imagery, an image. And again, start with things that are pleasing. The idea is you're going from simple to more complex. So the idea of, I'm going to send a message across the planet and hopefully it will land right, and it's going to be, this huge paragraph long communication. Let yourself build up to that and gain your confidence with it. But so after the emotions, go to simple images. And again, you could have a small grouping of them so that it's not like, oh, we're just going to do the image of the house first, or the image of the heart first, or the image of the cat next. It's just, they could randomly be chosen, but again, it's a smaller opportunity. So now when you've done that, you have the emotional transmissions, and then you've expanded to also then do simple image transmissions. And then from there, you can go to words. But like one word, and then keep growing from there.
Okay. Thank
How's all
you
that
very much.
feel?
That's great. It's that really expanded it out a lot more than how I figured I could do it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I feel like that could be a whole class you could lead, Holly, of having people practice and do that. That was so awesome. Cool. Anybody else? Gina, read. Yeah, Gina.
I want to talk a little bit about trusting myself. That as every I think everybody on this call knows, I was at the end of October of last year, I was suicidal, near suicidal. And I opened up to receive help, and the perfect people showed up, the perfect opportunities, the perfect place for me to go and receive assistance, support, help in reclaiming my mental health. And I've been thinking or noticing so much that it's an area that I can now trust myself in that I could not trust before, that my emotional health was, you know, I just would never know what was going to come at me, and that I didn't have any trust in myself that I knew how to work with it and bring myself through it. But I did that. Yes, I received a lot of help, and ultimately, at the end of the day, it's I did the work. And so it's interesting. I have a lot of trust about that now. I have less trust, and this kind of goes back to the conversation we've been having the last couple of days, about trusting myself to take care of my physicality in the best way possible. So I just wanted to ask, you know, it's all about the, you know, again, it's a different level of suffering. I feel like I have moved myself through the fear of suffering mentally, you know, being in fear, being depressed, all that kind of thing. I feel like I actually have the tools to keep myself in balance. But I don't yet trust myself about my physicality, about that level of suffering. It's like there's two, you know, the mental and the physical. So, yes, I was just wondering what the council has to say about that.
Have you been untrustworthy in this life taking care of your physical body?
I say yes. Yes, in the way that I make choices where I know I should be doing something, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And I won't necessarily do the thing that is most advantageous for me or for my body at that point, because I want to eat potato chips, or I want to eat chocolate chips, or I'm lazy and I don't want to go for a walk, or like that. And of course, the other thing is that I don't really know what I need to do. I really don't know
more of it than anything else. Well, okay, thank you for sharing that. All right, so let's talk about this. There's a lot here. All right, so first of all, we're going to start off saying something that you probably that would probably surprise you, and we would say you are not untrustworthy with your body. The problem is you have a very tightly held belief of what's okay to do with your body and what's not, so it's really easy to step outside the lines.
Yes.
There's very little grace you give yourself, because the reality is when you ate the potato chips, did your world keep spinning?
Mm-hmm.
When you ate some chocolate chips, did your world keep spinning?
Mm-hmm.
When you didn't go for a walk, did your world keep spinning?
Yes.
So the lack of trustworthiness is your sense that I have to hold a very narrow line of what's okay.
Yes.
So we're going to ask you, is it possible to expand the edges that sometimes it's okay to eat potato chips? And sometimes it's okay to say, I know that I do well walking, but my body's really saying right now that it doesn't want to, because when you have a very narrow bandwidth, again, it's very easy to walk outside of the lines. And then when you walk outside of the lines, you feel like you've betrayed yourself, you're not taking care of yourself, but it's an impossible, we would say this, you have not given yourself very much wiggle room. And when it comes to your physical body, you haven't allowed for pleasure.
Yeah, I see that, and I that's really interesting though what I said about I have all these parameters and like you said, this very narrow bandwidth, but it's all made up because I don't really have I don't know what are the best things I should be doing for my body. And I don't know what things would be fine for my body if I just had a different mindset about them. It's you know this thing of taking supplements or whatever. Oh yeah, you should take those. You should take those. Can I tell they do anything? No. But maybe if I stopped, I'd notice. Well, it's a
So then
mystery.
stop. So
It's a
then stop
mystery.
and stop and notice if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so because we want to talk about this, because you can be doing all the right things because these people say you should be eating kale or drinking this or having that. But part of it for you is you feel like you're not trustworthy with your body because you're not even asking your body's opinion very much. You're allowing your mind to decide what your body, the right and the wrong thing for your body is. So, for example, let's just play with what you've thrown out on the table. L let's just say you say, I really shouldn't be eating chocolate chips. But if you if you can catch yourself in this moment and you say, you know what, I really want some chocolate chips and I'm going to have some. If you say to yourself, you know, how's my body feeling? Not even, you could ask, does my body also want chocolate chips or not? Ask your body, would you like some chocolate chips today? Would you like some chips, potato chips today? How would you like to move today? Part of it is beginning, and some of this does go back to the conversation before around the suffering, because the suffering in the body means the body doesn't matter. But at the same time, you're wanting to optimize your body's experience. So part of it is reconnecting with the body and allowing it to give you its opinion. And if you say, well, I'm taking all these supplements, I don't really know if they're helping, but if I stop taking them, maybe I'll be able to tell, maybe I won't, maybe I'll hurt myself. Now, the idea is if you want to get curious about it, just stop taking it. How am I feeling today, tomorrow, in a week? Oh, my energy is not as good. Okay, now you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that those pills that you're swallowing are supporting you. So now you feel even better about what you're doing. But the idea that, remember, the suffering through the body means I can't enjoy the body. So, how are you nourishing the body with positive thinking, supple movements, totally being there for the body in the place of, I'm going to include you in this conversation. Body, would you like to have an avocado sandwich today? Because the lack of trustworthiness isn't you, it's just you haven't just invite in a yummy, collaborative relationship with your body and allow it to communicate with you. Because when one has a lot of tightly held rules and there's no wiggle room in there, it Life itself is this undulating, moving, transforming, evolving energy, right? This is, you know this deeply. So allow that to be true in your body. And what's the right thing that your body needs or wants today can be very different tomorrow and the next day. So if you're in communication with your body and say, I want to move my body today, do we want to dance? Do we want to walk? Do we want to swim? Do we want to do some stretching? What do we want to do today, body? So that you get to be this very multidimensional, multifaceted experience with your physical body. So it's not one pathway, but we're going to flow between all these possibilities of what's there. And it allows a greater freedom of movement, again, more connection to your body, more communication, more understanding, more collaboration. How does that feel?
That's good. Yeah, it's interesting. I just was realizing as you were speaking that I don't want to listen to the body because if I want to have ice cream and my body says no, I don't want to listen to it.
Did you just decide it was going to say no?
Well, yeah,
So
absolutely.
you're deciding for your body. Because wouldn't it be kind of mind-blowing if when you have made a determination, I'm not going to eat ice cream, but today I feel like it, might you already be receiving communication from your body?
Yes,
That those, what was that?
I just might.
Right. And instead of saying, well, I don't want to ask my body because it might say no, what if your desire for ice cream is directly coming from your body and you're not listening? And what if every day you chose to listen to your body and you ate or did or drank all the things that your body said? It feels pretty wild, doesn't that? Feels kind of outside of the boundaries. Could it run amok? Might feel like that. It might also be pleasurable. It might be that you also feel better in your body because you're in communication with it. If, as a spirit, you already have a body, befriending your body is a good thing. Otherwise, it's a drag along. And otherwise, it needs to start communicating with you to get your attention through pain or digestive disturbances or lack of sleep or on and on and on. The body's going to be communicating with you one way or the other. So play with this idea, even have fun with it. Tomorrow, body, we're just going to do whatever you want. Wouldn't that be a fun experiment?
All right. Thank you very much.
It will be fun for you to play with that and see how you feel about it. And we're talking about a boundlessness. And so there's probably a middle ground that you will come to because as you listen to your body, it doesn't mean you then release all of your own personal desires. Remember, it is a collaboration. So instead of having the entire pint, we're going to have just three scoops of ice cream. Right? So but that's beautiful because everyone's getting what they want and your body's being heard. So that probably was an unexpected answer about this idea of not feeling trustworthy of yourself with your body, but it's expanding the view of the energy there.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Reet, do you have a question or should I go next? No, I should go. Okay. I'm like, hi. Like we just opened up a door here. It's always so special to have these opportunities. So I have so many things that I can go into, which inspires me to be like, oh, I need a session too, because I don't want to feel limited. But I'm really inspired by this conversation of my infinite self. That just feels so, there's so much potential in this for me. And the other question I would have would be around the, and I'm gonna actually call it, it's like my throat, jaw, head, neck, back, conglomerate, shoulders, that I'm having a real challenging time with. And it kind of is going in and out into back and forth of challenge and then feeling better than challenge again. I was starting to feel better and then something happened and I'll share it. Somebody handed me something really heavy and I was like, wait, I can't hold that. I can't carry. And then after that, I wasn't feeling so good anymore after that. And so I was like, oh, I kind of went backwards and I felt like I had been doing really well. So I trust that I can get the back there again. It just is very tricky, this experience, or that's how it feels. But with the idea of the infinite self, I started as even as I was doing spheres earlier, I was starting to feel like, oh, I'm ready to let this go now. And even in that, it's like, wow, thank you for being here all this time because you've been serving me. Like a feeling of that in the moment. And then I'm ready to let this go. So then, you know, there's hope with that. And there's like vision with that. And there's like, this is going to be okay in those moments. And so I'm just wondering any support around this, because it is definitely impacting my choices of how I'm living my life in a pretty big way right now, every day and looking into the future even. So yeah, I'm wondering if there's anything that you would recommend or offer or support and guidance around it, both the physical situation and the infinite and their connection, or if just one or the other.
So when you talk about the whole upper part of your body and talk about that, but then you say the infinite experience and saying that I realize I can release this. Are you talking about the head and the neck part of it?
Yeah, but I think in a big part, because it's also been a way of constricting in my throat, or a way of holding my jaw in certain moments in relationship to wanting something different, but almost feeling stuck, or the resistance or the fear of letting go, or, you know, all of that is in contribution of, you know, pushing the brake and the accelerator at the same time in this push and pull experience, which is actually how this happened, is also in the car, of like going fast and then pressing the brake really fast. So yeah, it's symbolic and physical.
Okay. The areas in our human lives that are the hardest for us, or seem the most long lasting, or the most tenacious, the most sticky, the ones that we feel like maybe we're doomed to have, or doomed to experience, maybe never get past, like it's bigger than who we are. This experience, or these experiences, literally are your greatest area of growth and breakthrough. So first and foremost, the idea is it's okay to feel like this is sticky, it's hard, I can't crack the nut on it. I can't figure out how to get to the other side of it. One of the ways, and you've all heard this before, but one of the ways to start viewing these things that are the harder things in your life, and everyone has them, We call them the top three. That recognizing that your desire is for it to be over and done with so you can get on with your life.
Yeah.
And which is understandable. So there are several things that can be said here. Number one is understand that the poof disappearing of it is bypassing the deep soul level understanding that's intended to come through the experience, through the journey. Because you can take this experience and write a little historical reflection on when it began, what you've done for it, what you've not done for it, and the most important part of it is, what have I learned? How have I grown? How's it pushed me to find another experience? Because even if you said, well, I went to this practitioner and it kind of worked, but it really didn't make it go away. And you've just totally negated that whole experience. But because I went to this one practitioner and there was movement, there was change. Not, and then it came back, but there was movement and change. Yay. That means you're walking on the journey of it. And then I did these other things. I changed my diet. I did different exercises. I saw a different practitioner. I saw a different doctor. I did different things. Each one of those has taken you on the journey to deeper learning and understanding and growth. And the truth is, as much as you want it to poof away, when you say, this is my journey, that is, every step of it is rich. Now, it takes guts to look back at it and say, I've journeyed through these difficult times. And it's not so much that there have been difficult times. Start looking at what has elevated, what has changed, what has been the positive outcome from everything you've done. Not it didn't work because I did and saw this person and it eventually came back. The idea is this journey is I did this and it worked in this way. And this is what I opened up to. And erasing the idea, but it came back. Because every time you say, but it came back, is this idea that I just want it over. Okay. And it's understandable that it's an inconvenience and it's hampering your vision. But holding tighter to, I gotta get this done, is holding more tightness where there's already tightness. So, as you begin to reflect on how have I grown, how have I changed, what's unfolded, all of it, how has my capacity and understanding, even compassion, grown? Who am I becoming through this experience? You're honoring the journey of it and not the failure of it because you haven't cracked the nut yet. So the focus then becomes on what's right with you through this journey instead of what's wrong with you because it still exists. That's part one. Part two is being loving, kind, and compassionate with yourself. In every moment that you feel frustrated, extend that love, kindness, compassion, and understanding that I'm so sorry you're going through this and it makes sense that it's hard for you and it makes sense that you feel stuck. There's that. That's very present moment, very present moment. Because again, taking the thoughts and the feelings and the contraction and expanding it with that love, kindness, and compassion, which every single being on the planet craves and laps up. There is no being on this planet Now, not everyone wants to receive it in the moment or receive it directly, but everyone thrives by being loved in a space of kindness, compassion, and understanding. Everyone. Why? Because those are God energies. They're, what it's doing is when you're being offered love, kindness, compassion, understanding, those energies that are natural to your soul are getting highlighted. They get to show off a little bit more. They grow. There's more room and space for them. So it really is a very nurturing energy to provide for yourself. Now, the third part of this is how do you move forward with this? And everything that's going to be said here, you already know. But we're going to encapsulate it. Number one is the focus is on this is the experience I'm having, this is the experience I'm having, this is the experience I'm having, and I'm not getting past it, and this is the experience I'm having, and these are all the things I can't do, and what's going to happen to my future. And so the question is, well, what is it that you actually do want? Right? What's the experience that you'd like to have? So that's the freedom, the lack of pain, the no fear, worry, and insecurity around it, right? That the freedom of movement on every single level. And a space of gratitude of look at what's been revealed to me through this experience. But the idea is even while you're in the middle of this, you can begin affirming, assuming, and holding the energy of where you want to go. You don't have to wait till you're pain-free or tightness-free or stress-free and then get to dream about it. Let yourself be in that energy now. Because there's a piece of I can't move forward until, correct? It's holding you hostage right now.
It is, yeah.
So if it's holding you hostage right now, the idea is you're not going anywhere. But the idea is you want to create some breathing room for you to get into the space of what can I do? What can I do? Because then in the space of I can't do this is I can do this. So it may not be the whole enchilada of what you want to experience and live and the way you want to be, but in the space of I can't, there are cans. So we would invite you maybe even to write a list of these are all the things I can do right here and now, not these are all the things I can do while my neck is creating a problem for me. These are all the things I can do now and focus on them. And even every day, begin your day of these are the things I can do today. Because it may not be the 10 things, but if it's two and then you have accomplished those two things of what I can do, you're magnifying the energy of success as you're working your way through this experience. Now, we do want to bring up this idea that I was doing really well and then somebody handed me something and then I went backwards. That is factually true in your lived experience. And we're going to gently say to you, it's because when you're feeling good, you don't trust it. You're expecting it to come back again.
And so I actually created it coming back again.
Now, that's not a, please do not take that as a self-blame thing. Just like, oh, right. I'm not trusting yet that when I'm feeling good, I'm going to keep feeling good today, tomorrow, and the next day. So use it more as data. And also the idea is, I was feeling really good and then it went away. Can you focus on this? Is amazing. How did you feel when you felt good,
I was
Meg?
so excited. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna
Yes.
do this. I can, like, I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna move through this now. And I was really like, and yeah, I'll just, it came about because I was playing with the ankh actually. And I was like, okay, let me just do this. How did I use the ankh in the past lives? And I started playing with it. I literally spent all day in bed working with the ankh, like more than 5 hours probably. And then I was just like, oh my God, I feel better. And so I don't know if that was it, but I think there was a lot of other things too. But I feel like that was a big part of it because it was while I was doing that that I started having the visions for my future again while I was working with it, and it started feeling very real. And I was getting excited. I was like having ideas of what I wanted to do, and I was feeling like I was back to me of like, okay, now I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna create like this, and like just like so much movement. And it was all in that space. Is that accurate? No.
It means that you were tapping into an energy in an alternate timeline
Okay.
where you weren't having this experience, but then you hopped back into the other timeline.
Okay.
Working with the Ankh brought you to a different time-space continuum, as they would say.
Yeah.
So it wasn't specifically healing, it was a different reality stream. You can get back there.
So those are two different things, healing and different reality streams.
Yes and no. That gets very metaphysically complex. But you working with the Ankh, because in lifetimes when you worked with the Ankh, you knew about, as we would say now, jumping timelines or changing time streams without needing to go through the slowness of the human evolutionary process. You could just naturally move that. So, as you were working with the Ankh, you were reactivating some of that potential that you had in other lifetimes.
Okay, cool. Because as I was working, I was like, I can do this as a modality. I was getting so excited. I was like, I need to start offering this to people. I was just like, I was really into it. Obviously, I stayed all day in bed only doing that. So yeah, so I can, okay, thank you for that confirmation, affirmation to like
And we
maybe
would
start.
say, don't worry about offering it to anybody else. Please just take care of yourself first.
Yeah, but I
And
got, it
that,
just was so automatic to get excited about it. But
yes,
yeah.
of course, and wanting to share it. So the question is if you know you had that, you know it's possible again. So
Yeah.
bring yourself back to that timeline
Okay.
without feeling like it's fragile. In that timeline, it wasn't fragile.
No, it just was very vibrant. Okay.
But you don't have to spend all day at it.
I get so
Unless
into
you want to.
it. I just get so into it, and I was like, I'm here now. I'm just like gonna keep going with it. Who cares about anything else? But that's kind of my personality, which is maybe I can be a little bit more balanced, but yeah.
Well, we're just saying you don't have to.
Okay, but I can, so I can integrate it more, and it will still develop me into that space, even if it doesn't all happen in one go.
Because it's a journey. There is value in the journey. And as humans, we don't want the journey, we want the magic.
Okay, so that's where the two come together of everything that you were saying before, and this like moving into the new timeline. It's like journey and new timeline, both exploring Both.
Part of the journey can be discovering there's another timeline.
Right. Which would make all of this worth it. So, yeah.
Because what if the journey, what if it poofed away 3 years ago?
And I didn't get to this.
You may or you may not have, but you wouldn't have been as motivated. You would have had other gifts, other things would have come in. It's not like, oh, you just missed the boat and that was your one opportunity. But the idea is when we start to see the value of our journey, even the moments that are suffering, remember when we've talked a lot about historical references. And historically, if we're suffering, we're doing something wrong. But also when we're suffering, we're going to God. And it's very confusing, isn't it? Because if we're suffering, we're blowing it. But also, when we're suffering, this is what we do towards God. So, there are a lot of these things that don't mesh up very well in terms of clarity of consciousness. So, the idea for you is you can still end up in the same place in the long body of your timeline. And it's a question of what are the detours along the way. That's the long timeline is the soul level timeline, not the human lifetime timeline. This is getting more complex than we need to deal with right now. But play with that and see how it feels. You can even invite in the vibration of your experience in that timeline to be present with you now. And the last thing we'll say about this, if you go back to when somebody put, you said somebody put something in my hands that was too heavy, walk your way back through that again. So, you're not harboring any resentment to you or that other person at all. I should have said something more clearly. They shouldn't have done it. You know, whatever energetically is there, let that go.
I mean, it gave me the gift of this conversation.
And it kept you moving.
On my journey.
Yeah, because the journey isn't a journey of suffering. The journey is what is this catalyzing? What is this bringing forward to me? And the more open we are to the challenging times being something that's catalyzing some really important understanding, growth, breakthrough. Even if it's excruciatingly different, us just even holding that possibility allows us to move through it more easily and open up to what's there. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are we feeling complete with the whole group?
Reed has a thumbs up.
Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion.
This was awesome. This was really great.
It's fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah, loved it.
Very much fun.
Loved it.
Well, thank you everyone for being here. And at the moment, I don't know what our next date is, but it's like what the third.
Next week. No, not next week. Next week it's for Universal Sphere. So the
It'll
third.
be the third Wednesday in
July. July already.
So, and obviously the emails will go out about that, and probably most people have it on their calendars anyway. But happy 4th of July, since we're all in That's the United right. States who are here. Happy Canada Day on Monday for the Canadians, because they have Canada Day right before we have 4th of July. And so just have a blessed time. Oh. I look forward to seeing you next time, whenever that is.
Whatever that is. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, High Councilmember Ryan. This was amazing.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.